This is your Eagle Radio News. I'm Petty Officer Grant Gorzokoski. On July 24th, Commander Fleet Activity Sasebo's Security Department conducted non-lethal weapons training. Here's Petty Officer James Lobert, a training instructor with more.
I've been training since 2022. I originally got my certification while I was stationed on board the USS George Washington, and then I transferred here where I have continued to assist, and now I am in a full-fledged position as a part of the security training department. It makes me feel extremely important, especially when we get into the finite controls and ensuring that everybody understands the mechanics, understands the techniques, and understands the purpose behind them. We don't want to just go into a situation and hurt people. That's not our job. Our job is overall public safety. Getting the mechanics, getting the muscle memory down for them, it's a natural movement to ensure that we are not going too far and we're not causing injury or losing control of the situation.
The U.S. Navy and Marine Corps are gearing up for a global war game, Large-Scale Exercise 2025, or LSE 2025. It's a high-tech simulation designed to stress-test our forces against real-world threats, testing everything from naval base operations to ship maneuvers and command decisions, all coordinated in real time. And for the first time, key allies like Canada, Japan, and NATO are joining in, strengthening global partnerships. Vice Admiral John Gumbleton, Deputy Commander, U.S. Fleet Forces Command, said, quote, "This isn't just about scale. It's about integration, synchronization, and rehearsal for the full spectrum of conflict," end quote. LSE 2025 is the only exercise where all 10 Fleet Maritime Operations Centers, or MOCs, will operate simultaneously. It's a virtual battlefield, but the lessons learned are very real. This has been your Eagle Radio News. From all of us here at American Forces Network Sasebo, thanks for listening.